time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focused on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm all right, I think. I'm all right. I didn't get in the way of any of that lightning or anything.
Yeah, there was a little bit out there last night.
Seems like we got a little more lightning than we did rain.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, it'll
Some
come,
people
I
did,
guess. But... Yeah, well, it'll come eventually, I suppose. Has
Someday,
to, right?
What did we get for rain?
We got 1,500s here in Atlanta.
I had 0.4 in my gauge.
Not a lot. Yeah. Yeah, there were some other. What did you say? Harlan had.
Harlan had 7,700s.
A little over 3/4. Messina had about 0.4 of an inch thereabouts.
Yeah. One of my guys west of Hancock said 0.6.
So. Yeah, it's just it's
not bad.
Depends on where you happen to sit.
Yeah.
And I sit right here, next to you. How are you this morning, Brett?
Not too bad. Drove through some puddles on the way in, anyhow.
Well, that's a nice change of pace.
It is.
Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
When you remodel your kitchen or bath, you not only update it, you also add value to your home. Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers the widest assortment of fixtures and faucets in the area, and we discount all brands 15 to 30% off regular prices every day. Couple that with our Town Center Cabinetry store at discount prices and you will enjoy fabulous savings as well as functional, beautiful results. We offer free design services in our cabinet shop and we recommend just that right carpenter to install them. Of course, there is no one better at installing those new fixtures and faucets than Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to get your new dream room started.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Well, I know somebody else who would really love to see some extra rain, although things look pretty darn good. Dan White is in with us this morning, and he's going to be representing the Tournament of Champions coming up this weekend at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. He's one of the organizers of that event this year. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Jim. How are you today?
I'm just fine. Thanks for coming in. Rain would be a welcome sight to the golf course, wouldn't it?
It would. I've had a lot of people call from all over the state and said they wouldn't even mind playing in the rain this weekend.
Well, it'd be a change of pace.
Yes, it would.
It would be something a little different for most of these guys. But actually, the course sits up pretty well right now.
We're very lucky. We've got a good watering system. We've got a good green superintendent, and everybody's working hard to keep the course in good shape.
Yeah, the dried out areas would be the rough, and I guess that's where you'd like it to be dried out if it has to be, right?
Well, hopefully these guys this weekend won't be in the rough, and they'll be in the fairway and on the greens.
Yeah, they play a completely different game, foreign to us, right?
It certainly is.
Down the middle. How's things shaping up right now for the tournament as far as numbers of golfers? Are they pretty good?
It's really good. We're going to be up this year from what we have the last few years. Right now we have, I think, 93 signed up, and we know there's some more coming. And the other thing that makes this tournament so much fun is we have people from all over the state, not just in Southwest Iowa. And several of the people have been here numerous times.
Well, it's always fun to see some of the past champions come back. Some of them maybe more past than others, but they keep coming back over and over again. Are we seeing that again this year?
Yes, we are. We're seeing several champions come back in the open division and also in the senior division.
Well, it's nice to see that. They say a lot of nice things about the tournament. There are other places they could be and other events they could play in, but they keep choosing to come back here.
Yeah, they do. But the nice thing about this year is, visiting with John Holmes and looking at who's helping me with this situation, mm-hmm. is we have a lot of brand new players also. And we're getting a lot of play this last week on our course because they've never been here, and they've come to town, and they're spending their money also before the tournament.
You bet. Can you give folks an idea where some of these guys are coming from?
Oh, Marion, Cedar Rapids, Sydney, Spirit Lake, mm-hmm. all over the state, basically.
Really, most of the corners of the state.
Most of the corners, we are, right.
Very good. Well, it's nice to see that. I know some courses are very loyal about making sure that their champions are informed about this and have the opportunity to come play. I mean, the basis of the Tournament of Champions is that it is just what it is. It's a tournament that's made up largely of champions from different courses.
Right. And it is competitive. It's amazing. I know we had a gentleman who had not played the course before this coming for the first time this year, and he played it, and he was taking notes and seeing what club he needed to use on what location of the course. So, I mean, some of these guys are very serious about their game of golf.
Well, they're not professionals, which is why they're allowed to play in this tournament, but they very much treat it like a professional tournament.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. Why is this an important event for the area?
Well, it showcases our golf course, which is a very nice golf course and considered to be one of the better ones in the state of Iowa. It also brings people to town and showcases Atlantic, and that's a good thing for all of us. And it is a money raiser for Atlantic Golf and Country Club.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and, of course, Atlantic Fest will be going on this weekend as well, which in some cases, some of these gentlemen bring their spouses along with them, and this gives them maybe a little diversion, too, this weekend.
Yes, it does. It helps us promote Atlantic Fest and the golf tournament together, and it does give them other opportunities to do things besides just golf.
You bet. Well, talk a little bit about the tournament structure itself. Are there any real changes this year?
Not a lot of changes, Jim. Okay. Basically, the questions we always get is, where do we tee off? We have blues, whites. Everybody will be treated the same, mm-hmm. whether they're on the open or the senior. They'll be teeing off blue tees. Out of bounds is out of bounds. We do have marshals on the front and the back that will call in if there's questions on rulings, which we'll use the official rule book to answer those questions.
And as far as the days and times and stuff, there's going to be a Ham-Am event as usual on Thursday?
The Ham-Am is Thursday at 1 o'clock. We've got 29 Tournament of Champion players playing along with mm-hmm. local people. That's always a fun time. And then the official tournament starts at 8:30, tee time. And, of course, as usual, KJN has been very supportive of the tournament. You will be there. The people will come through on the front nine, turn in their scorecards, and you'll help us announce how everybody's doing with the tournament.
So 8:30 tee times, both for Thursday and Friday.
Correct.
I'm sorry, that's for Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, right.
Get my dates all straight. A couple of days off early in the week, and now I'm thinking it's Monday here today. So Friday, Saturday, 8:30 tee times. Then what about Sunday? Front and back again?
Sunday tee times, 8:30 on the front and the back at the same time to try to wrap it up, and then we will try to have our ceremony, hopefully around 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay, very good. So good time for folks. Why should people come out? Is this an easy tournament for folks to come out and enjoy?
It certainly is. There's no cost at all. It's a good time to see some of our local good golfers and really see some other good golfers around the state. We have food available. Carts would be available to rent if people wanted to ride and view. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of fun.
Does it take a lot of volunteers to put something like this together?
Well, a lot of people think the real work is during the tournament, and actually most of the work is before the tournament. But, yeah, it takes quite a few people. We have probably 20 to 22 people every day volunteering to help in different ways, plus the scoring and all those type of things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's quite a bit of work. But it's fun.
Oh, absolutely. It is interesting to watch some of the interaction that you don't normally see in places like this. You know, you got guys who actually have caddies with them. Now, they might be in carts just riding along with them, but, you know, somebody else to kind of give them a little bit of advice and just kind of lean on once in a while when you're not really sure. It's interesting to see that exchange because you don't normally see that in club tournaments and stuff around here.
Well, you don't see it with you and I playing because we're not that serious.
Well, but, it's hard to find somebody who doesn't play as well as I do to caddy for me. So.
Well, that's true. But I think one of the new things that's out is the rangefinders. All these guys have rangefinders, and they're shooting in on the flags, and they're matching their clubs and doing those type of things. And it's fun to see.
Yeah. It's always – the Tournament Champions is kind of an interesting event just because of the type of tournament it is, but also the history that it has too. I mean, it dates back to when it was just a nine-hole course. And, you look at some of the differences, see some of the old photos and stuff, some of the old golf carts and things that were used back then. And, of course, the equipment has changed dramatically as well. But, you know, no matter how long you can stand up there and hit, it still doesn't mean you can score well.
That's right. This is our 54th year of having the Tournament of Champions at Atlantic Golf and Country Club. It's one of the longer running tournaments in the state.
You bet. So make sure you put that on your calendar this weekend. If you got some free time and you want to stop on out, hopefully the weather will be nice for the tournament. We've had kind of a mix of luck with weather here and there, as you can imagine, this time of the year. But we'll see how it plays out here this weekend. And, as always, we'll have live coverage for you this weekend here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. And in addition to that, Check out the web at KJAN.com. Check out our sports page, and we'll update you. In fact, we'll get some tee times up for you here not too far down the road as we get ready for the tournament, and then we'll update the scores each day as we move along, too, so you can follow along and see what's happening there. Should be a lot of fun, Dan. We hope for another great weekend.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for KJAN's support of the tournament.
You bet. Thanks for coming by this morning. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Lennox has always been respected in the heating and air conditioning fields as one manufacturer to follow with all their innovations. They were the first manufacturer to really enter the air quality market and still lead the field with their Pure Air unit. This miraculous product combines an ultraviolet light with an electronic air cleaner and a MERV 16 filter to give you the cleanest air possible for your entire home, not just one room. If you have allergies, you will notice an immediate improvement in your comfort and allergy symptoms. From hay fever to sinus to asthma symptoms, this great machine will help alleviate those terrible times. Give us a call and start breathing the good air. Call the Atlantic store at 243-1512 or the Harlan store at 755-3286 to get more information. The thought of the day today is from Winston Churchill. It says, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give."
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that a lot this morning. Dan, thanks for coming by. Appreciate that very much. Hope we have another successful Tournament of Champions weekend coming up this weekend. And make sure you keep it tuned here to KJAN or online at KJAN.com for all those Tournament of Champion updates. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.